was Samurai Jack.
Thanks for joining us once again on Yeah, I Am a Nerd. I am your host, Fluffy. Sitting to the left of me is Mr.
Matt.
Yep, that's Mr.
It.
Matt.
I'm just going to cut it short. I want to get the
And
talking.
Once again, we have IT with us today joining
Hello,
us.
Hello, everybody. Hello, world.
We need theme music.
We do have theme music. You just can't hear
no,
it.
No, like, and sitting to the left of me, and of course, drum roll. And then my theme plays.
I would love to have a soundboard and all these little sounds,
I know.
But I've.
But these people are.
I'm an idiot.
All the checks these people are sending bouncing.
They're all going towards pizza.
I called the bank and the check's still bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you were bouncing.
Selfish bastards.
Well, let's get into it. A lot of casting news for comic movies. This past couple weeks, first of all, we got Ben Affleck playing the Batman in the Superman sequel, which is, I don't know if it's not called Superman vs. Batman, but Batman's definitely going to be in it. Yes. are you agreeing with
this
decision,
I'm just listening
Matthew
to
Bausch?
Well, yeah, I just can't get over Ben Affleck. He will forever be Daredevil to me. and in no way do I want to see him sully the good Daredevil name. Be Batman.
So you think he's going to be a bad Batman?
No, probably not. I'll probably love whatever they throw on that screen. It's Batman.
Well, the thing is,
Val Kilmer.
I just
it.
Can't see like
he's pretty awesome.
I can't see what kind of voice you know he would do for. I can't.
I'm gonna
for
agree.
Batman.
You can see him being Batman.
Yes.
You can't hear him
like
right.
being
right.
You know, I'm sure they'll have him working out and all this stuff and
yeah, he'll be on that.
And when you're in the
raw food
as long as you have a like a strong chin, like
yeah.
the Batman costume's going to work.
Like,
yeah.
Chin, like
lantern jaw.
Handsome Batman. Dude, he's the best Batman.
Yeah. I think he was.
Yeah, we say it all the time, but continue. You can't hear him.
I think I'm going to be that guy. I don't think Michael Keaton's the best, man.
That's you, fine. You like the Christian
Bale?
You
like Christian Bale? That shit was sick. He was on that bike,
that.
You know?
I don't know. I don't think, because, like, he doesn't fit the way he looked, dude. Like, he really is, like, scrawny. Right here, we have a fucking, whoops. Are we allowed to cuss?
Yeah, you can cuss
oh,
all
yeah.
the fuck you want.
yeah. So we have a comic shop news. Look how swole that Batman is. And then go look at Michael Keaton in that movie, dude. That dude's string beans, you know what I'm saying? And that's cool.
Yeah,
because it was all suit back then. But let's be real, you ain't looking like that.
But he played Bruce Wayne the best. From downtown.
I don't know. Maybe,
I thought Christian Bale was a douche as Bruce Wayne. Feelings and such.
Well, I kind of feel.
Nah, I kind of
feel
like
the
Christian Bale.
Alone.
That's the thing. I don't think Christian Bale was the best.
I don't think.
Batman 1 was.
In all of the Dark Knight series.
Godlike. Dark, the first Batman.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
In all
I'm
of
not
the,
denying that. It's just.
In all of the Dark.
One better.
I went back.
Okay. In all of the Dark Knight series, like, Christian Bale is never really Bruce Wayne, so to speak. He's always putting on an act as Bruce Wayne,
correct.
But he's always Batman. Whereas I think the other ones, there was that difference between this is Bruce Wayne
yeah.
and then this is Batman. And it, like,
you get two good guys
right.
for the price of one.
And especially, I thought, so who do you think played the worst Batman?
Clooney was funny.
I'm going to say Clooney was the worst
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he was.
Because he really was just George Clooney the whole time. There wasn't, there is George Clooney as Bruce Wayne, which is pretty much just
George
Clooney.
Also said he played him as a gay guy, I guess. That's what he thought Bruce Wayne. Like, look, man. Bruce Wayne.
And then, then when he put on the suit, it was just George Clooney in a Batman suit. It wasn't like, I'm Batman now.
I remember
it was
what
just,
happened in that one.
I'm still Clooney.
Yeah, it was.
Val Kilmer wasn't terrible.
But he was supposed to do that.
Val Kilmer? Sorry, I said it all goofy. But yeah, Val Kilmer wasn't terrible.
No, like, he wasn't that. He wasn't terrible.
He played two of them, though, right?
No, just one.
And Clooney played how many?
One.
One. That's right.
Michael Keaton played two?
Two.
Get bodied. Get bodied.
I don't remember Batman 2.
Crushed.
I have to rewatch Batman 2, though.
And Batman, Batman Returns back, with the Penguin and Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. No, I remember that one. Eh.
That one was
and Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And then the one dude from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Max Dad. He's in that movie.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about...
The Mustache Man?
The Mustache Man. No, that one guy. I can only remember...
Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's there, too.
Yeah, that one guy from Always Sunny. Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Dennis's dad. So?
So, yes, and we have Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor in the new Superman.
Oh, yeah, that'll be sick.
Yeah.
I think that's very good.
Actually, when I heard about Batman, I was thinking, man, if Bryan Cranston was younger and, like, was more, like, bigger. Yeah, bigger. He could, like, he would be an awesome Batman.
If ifs and nuts were candy.
Yeah. Well, just because you see it really with the, Breaking Bad, I'm the nice guy, Walter White. And then I'm Heisenberg, the fucking meth king, you know, and he really does that, the two separately very well.
No, yeah, I remember you said that people think season 5 is half, like season 6 is like what, like half of season 5. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of feel that too. Like because I finished season 5 and I'm like.
Oh, yeah. It's like,
really?
It's what they did with The Walking Dead. They did half the season and they took a couple months off and then they gave you the end of the season afterwards, but I just see it as, you know, the whole season as the two parts put together.
Yeah,
but some people are like,
no,
this is the sixth one. I don't know. I just want to watch it.
Yeah.
Cause when I got Walking Dead season 1, it had those two parts. And then when I got season 2, it had those two parts.
Season 3 though. We didn't buy that because it was The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
They put on 2 hours of Talking Dead.
Ridiculous. Jibber jabbering about feelings.
Exactly. Yeah,
shit.
It was that one guy.
Yeah, now they have The Talking Bad.
Do they?
Uh huh.
That's Wait. Awful.
Like Chris Hardwick.
Really?
The same guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sits down at pretty much the same studio, too, and talks to people and about Breaking Bad, the episode that just aired.
I got some paint I got to watch dry.
But I watched last time because it was Bob Odenkirk and Samuel L. Jackson.
That's pretty cool. Those two guys need to get in a room more often.
Yeah.
I don't watch much TV at all, though.
Me neither.
And
what?
We also have James Spader cast as Ultron in the new Avengers movie, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Who is that guy?
I had to look him up myself.
He was in The Office for a little bit. He was the new boss they had after Michael for a while.
Oh, okay. Curly hair.
Yeah.
White. Kinda, yeah. Wasn't it white? No.
No.
No, it's not white hair.
He's like, kind of wacky looking. I'm trying to think of some other shit that he played in.
I mean, he's going to be a robot, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you look at him, you're like,
yeah, he's an old guy. I don't think they're actually going to use him for the model of the robot.
That would be awesome. Stick some electronic legs on that bitch. Roll film.
What's so? What do you think about this? Valis going for Avengers to we just assembled all the way up to Age of Ultron
James
that just
Spader.
Happened in the comic universe.
Already. I don't think there's any way it's going to be anything like it was in the comic.
Yeah,
I think it's just that's a name that sounds pretty awesome. You know, for an Ultron story.
And Ultron's is a kick-ass bad guy.
I'm so glad he's... I mean, that's someone who I would want to see in an Avengers movie. Oh, that dude. Yeah, you're right. He's a goofy-looking dude.
Yeah, what is
good
he?
He's gonna be wearing a metal mask.
I'm sorry,
you know
but
what I'm saying?
Continue
they're gonna
back
make
to
him a robot.
But yeah, that's the guy.
But
playing
there's
Ultron.
No way. I don't know. I mean, what was the first Avengers movie? What storyline did that tie into?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all non-canon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
We just want to go see Thor swing that dick hammer, Cap yeah. throw the shield, Tony get drunk.
All right, but after, you know, you tease Thor, or Thanos, not Thor. Thor's already in it. You tease Thanos at the end of the first one, and you get people's, you know, balls tingling
hey,
over that.
Hey, listen up. They're going to build it up to infinity. Because if they already did Age of Ultron, what's next? Infinity.
Do you think they're doing this because if they did Ultron first, or not Ultron, but if they did Thanos first, Ultron's a lackluster bad guy too.
Yeah, you would want to build up to the biggest guy, mm-hmm. and Thanos.
Wait, who's
kind of the biggest badass you could fuck with?
Who's the villain in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Sometimes it's Thanos. Sometimes it's
no. I'm saying for the movie coming out. Could it be Thanos?
Yeah, probably is.
Okay.
Could be.
So, I didn't realize that was ruled out. So there's still a chance we might be seeing Thanos in a movie.
I'm sure we will.
Oh, we will.
I guarantee we will.
Well, that's all right then. But yeah, Avengers. Because,
dude,
Ultron,
I guarantee there's shit.
They got to take care of that guy.
They teased in Cap's movie that we don't know about
yet. All I know is Hulk better kill him because that's how it happens, baby. Hulk smash.
Shoulder, shoulder.
That's right.
Into a meteor, and you're dead. God damn.
Gamma smash.
Gamma wave. Rape you.
So sounds like rape you.
Mm-hmm. Talking about Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, by the way.
No, 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 no.
That's where that rape you is
coming
from.
That could be your theme music.
Oh, know what I'm saying? Mm.
Check it. 1-2. So, Mike, 1-2.
Once these people send us their money... It doesn't bounce up and down the street.
Hold on. I'm going to go see something.
Okay.
Look.
So what's new at the movies? Heard the butler.
The butler. Eat a dick.
Oh, wow.
Okay, never mind. Check to see if we got any emails. We did not. We did it. So
okay, it's okay.
Damn it, Jason.
Yeah, god yeah. Damn it, Jason.
We gave you.
Why don't
one
you
job.
Have more questions? Yeah, yeah. One job. Your emailing is bad, and you should feel bad.
Speaking I want of that magnet, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Futurama Wednesday final episode.
I have no idea.
Allegedly, because. They want to go get picked up on another network.
Fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not done making the show. They could keep going. They're like, we have plenty of ideas.
But I haven't seen any of this season. The newest season. I always just get them when they're on DVD.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen them.
I don't have cable.
Cable.
I don't think I've seen them. I've just seen... They always play, you know, all the older ones, too, as well. Yeah.
I know. They got that shit on rotation.
Uh-huh.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
yeah.
All
right.
But yeah, so I have no idea what's going on, but kind of seemed like they were running out of ideas there for a little bit. Some were just getting so hit or miss, I think, anymore. Futurama,
yeah.
The newer ones. Like, well, you'll have an amazing episode where you're like, good poop.
Mm-hmm.
Reminded me of like Prime, you know, season 3, the good poop. And then you get one, you're like, it's fucking cat.
Season 1's pretty short.
I know.
I forgot how short season 1 really was. But dude, like they don't ever have money when those things start up.
Oh no,
no one does.
It looks like we'll call.
Like go back and watch like the first season of House. You're like, this looks like dog shit.
But we were like, oh, it's like artsy.
But
this
shit was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, and it's. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, every show runs. I mean, look at The Simpsons.
Yeah.
It's terrible now.
Yeah, I haven't watched that show in years.
And it was really, you know, it was really funny back.
The new ones.
Back, you know, the old seasons are still really funny. The Halloween episodes are great.
They're in my rotation.
I mean, I still try and check out the Halloween episode because usually that was the best one. You know, a lot of times. I mean, they had really funny episodes, but like.
These they were always consistently good.
These new Halloween ones suck, man. They're just terrible.
Who was the one we watched? It was after that movie everyone was all raving about. Blue people romping
Avatar.
Around. Avatar.
Yeah, there was a Halloween one with an Avatar story in it. It was just so stupid.
It was so dumb. We were sitting here, I think we were drunk as shit. We didn't giggle or anything.
Yeah.
We were hopped up on candy.
Oh, Butterfingers.
Trick or treating.
No, I don't really like Butterfingers. Kit Kats, how about that?
Oh, God, stop.
Kit Kats are delicious.
I love Kit Kats.
Yeah, have you had the mini ones, the little squares?
I don't know. They're good. I like the sticks.
Okay. You're a stick man.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of Halloween, Halloween's going to be here quicker than we know it.
Oh, already? At the gas station, they had the Reese's with the pumpkins.
The pumpkins in them.
Like GM Chrysler. It's still summer.
Yeah.
How are they getting the pumpkins for these? They're not ripe yet.
Well, yeah. I mean, I saw Halloween candy at a Giant Eagle already. So, you know, sitting out in the bins that are like have bats and jack-o'-lanterns
on them.
They
already have the cases of 24 sodas made into a haunted house.
Yeah. Was that? No, that was Kmart.
Yeah,
Kmart
did that shit.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Then they slowly got smaller.
Yeah. The first one was fucking
godlike. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
But anyway, Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, which is Universal Studios turns their park basically into a huge haunted house, and then they have haunted houses in the parks that they have, usually with different themes that are all supposed to be pretty good. You know, it's Universal Studios. They do good work.
Yeah.
And one of the haunted houses for this year is Escape from Raccoon City, based on Resident Evil, the video games.
That's pretty awesome. Even though the game wasn't that great.
Which game?
Was that the new the one where you could play online?
Oh, that was Operation Raccoon City.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that game was fucking awful.
Okay.
It's not based on that game. I think it's based on the second video game.
It wouldn't matter what it was based on. Just a Resident Evil attraction would be awesome.
Yeah.
Nemesis.
Yeah, they had a picture of Nemesis on like whatever their billboard, whatever you want to call it. So that would be cool to have a giant nemesis
would be
taking you.
Yeah. That's what
mansion,
I was thinking. I'm like,
yeah, the mansion.
Well, like you had to figure out puzzles and they scared you during
after
that shit. That'd be kind of cool.
Go through the mansion. Hear me
but
out.
You
hear
could,
me
you,
out.
They could that,
through the mansion
it'd be too long,
to the train. To the train.
Get on the train.
Get the train. Go from there. Go from
it'd be
there.
Funny at the mansion if they had a scare where like they had to open up the front door and have like a fake dog jump at you. Like,
yeah,
me soiled right there on that porch.
Windows break behind you and you're in the hallway. You just get to that hallway and you're just like, just start running. Don't look back. Just start running.
Yeah. Fucking dog jumps through the window, man.
Imagine if they did that. Like, had the, what is it, prop glass. You know how they have the fake, the prop bottles?
Yeah.
And it's sugar water.
Breakaway glass.
Yeah. Sugar water. And then you get glass. Yeah, it's not that expensive. I mean, I'm paying, what, upwards of how much your ticket? So, because really, if it's sugar and water, and you recycle that, it's sugar and water, right? You just put more water in it. There you go. Boom. Turned into
more
new
glass.
Right?
They'd have to do that
how much?
Every single time. Like
that's fine.
They'd have to replace a window.
To get the look on my little Timmy's face when he soils himself. Of course.
Oh, man.
That'd be great. Yeah, but how much is prop glass? Let's buy prop glass bottles and smash them at each other next time. I'm going to look into that. Next talking point.
All right. Sugar water glass. Got it.
That's the pipe move. Oh, I got...
What you
got? Shit we can talk about. Hey, yo, listen to this shit. I think we should play some Brawl. Not tonight, because I don't have enough doohickeys.
Uh-huh.
I don't have...
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I need to buy one of those.
Why? Why should...
Yeah.
I'll go to Mexico and thrive. Don't worry about me.
Dos cervezas, por favor.
Just booze. El booze.
El buzo. You knows.
And I'm going to need pills for this. El gonorrhea. All
right, so what are you talking about here with Brawl?
Oh, no, I was just... This wasn't for the podcast, but we just play Brawl. Why not? It was the last one. I mean, does it really matter if we play a lot of Melee? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, Melee's fun.
I love it. I'm not arguing.
We finally just learned how to play it.
Dude, yeah, wave dashing is nuts. Do you have any idea how to? It makes sense once it's explained.
Don't you use dash and block?
You use the air dodge. They have a... This is a shout out to Level Up Live, I guess, but they have a Super Smash Sundays.
Uh-huh.
You can see some smash, you see some action, shit. Some teams.
People move. It's all about that wave dash.
Yeah, they're fucking all over the place.
Like Luigi's good because his wave dash is awesome because you just exploit his physics because he's like running on ice.
Yeah.
So I was just at Final Destination. All right. Uh-huh. Pumping around like three pumps. It's like Wesker's dash. You're across the stage.
Yeah. And you can do
don't hit it four times, yeah. You fall off because you'll be like, "Ooh, dead."
But, oh, I did it.
So what do you want to talk about then?
Oh, was they're launching yet another Avengers title?
Ooh.
You might want to look at that.
What's that
they're
called?
They're
gonna
have
a party. IT.
It is called the Mighty Avengers.
Ooh,
the Mighty Avengers. Starring.
Read it off.
Spider-Man.
The Superior Spider-Man.
The
looks
Superior
like
Spider-Man, yes. Yeah. Luke Cage. And then three other chicks that I have no idea who they are.
Three other chicks. One of them's the new Power Man.
I like it. Yeah, one's totally...
One's a She-Hulk.
Well, she's not there.
Oh.
But then you see her on the cover. So yeah, it's Luke Cage, She-Hulk are going to start an Avengers team.
And White Tiger.
Yeah. Do we really need another Avengers title?
No.
We don't.
Especially,
like,
I mean,
the best
other than Superior Spider-Man, that's kind of a lame Avengers team, you know?
Luke Cage is awesome. Like, I really like it when he's in comics. He's kind of like, it's kind of like Thor. Always like him around.
Yeah.
But.
Because Thor is awesome.
I liked him in New Avengers. Luke Cage was pretty awesome.
Badass.
He was.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. But do we really need another Avengers
I like when
title?
That
and now all them shits is $3.99. Like ain't nothing I'm picking up in the poop pile, you know, in the $2.99 pile.
Deadpool
besides Venom probably.
Deadpool just had a couple
cut that shit off issues.
I guess a new writer's coming out for that or they're choosing getting a different writer.
That's fine. Rick's doing a bang up job on Cap, which you're gonna read Saturday and you're gonna go, what?
Deadpool
shit goes down.
Deadpool has had a team up with Luke Cage and Iron Fist recently, and
really?
they did a like kind
that's
of
cool.
70s comic where they're teamed up.
That's cool.
And then it transfers over because the same bad guy comes back and like he's looking for Deadpool, Power Man, and Iron Fist. So
that's
they
sick.
Have to team up again.
What was that in?
Deadpool. I think it's just the new. Volume 4
okay.
of right now, the latest comics.
Gotcha. Wow. I did not notice that on the shelf.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Luke Cage hates Deadpool.
Makes sense.
Iron Fist is like teaching a kung fu class to children, and they end up getting straggled along on the adventure. It's pretty funny.
I like that.
Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I would love... That's a movie they need to make. Power Man and Iron Fist.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
That would be awesome. But go.
Well, let's get real nerdy. Science has basically created a new element.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Element 115. They don't really have a name for it yet. They haven't named it yet because
they haven't
Science Commission has to, you know, study the research and like
to know
approve of it. Like, yes, this is a new element, but it's kind of exciting.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's nuts.
That
science is
moving.
Nuts.
So is it?
They're moving protons, electrons, and all
nuts.
That bonding and
with what
debonding
like,
and whatever.
Like
buildings worth of computers? Like, how does one go about making this?
They farted in some.
Basically, baking soda vinegar. Boom.
It's probably a machine that's as big as a city. That like
the Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
By the way, that song Hadron Collider is awful. I don't know who sings it. They're a new band.
I don't know. I don't think I've heard it.
It's garbage.
The kids and their low ride.
No,
pants
it's an older band.
Skip
it.
I don't listen to that.
If we're on the science theme, I got to ask you guys an opinion. Do you think animals perceive time at the same rate that we do? Go.
I do think about that. Because you go dog years and you're like, what, is that motherfucker living more years than I am in 1 year? Because that's bullshit.
That's just there's no such thing as a dog year. Dogs only live
so long.
So long and they die.
We can translate it to your puny minds.
Right.
It's bitch is 98 and her hair is falling out. Lucy, we're putting it down. Click, click. Old yeller. Single tear. Sun rises over a beautiful America.
A beautiful America.
But yeah, so seriously, do you think, not because of that, but because, you know, their size, like, do you think they perceive...
Yeah, like a hummingbird.
Yeah, like...
If he's actually like, fuck, because me in that body would just be screaming, fuck, the whole time.
Isn't there a basic principle that time... isn't relevant to size?
I thought time slowed down with the
it's still the same amount of time, but he said perceive.
Yeah. It's all relative anyways. Yeah. I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
The world is your backyard.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Cause even relative to us, time is long. You know what I mean? 100 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of time, 100 years is
nothing.
Yeah, but dust in the fucking wind. So,
dust in my wind.
Don't piss downstream and tell me it's water.
Yeah,
or rain.
It's
rain
getting in my eyes.
I fucked it up. Damn it. But yeah, so
I always thought it was don't pee on my leg and tell me it's rain.
Well, I thought you always. No, you're not supposed to. Was it piss downwind or whatever?
Piss downstream.
Yeah, you piss in a stream.
Yeah, you don't want to piss downwind because then it'll come straight back.
Yeah, it's like pissing in the wind.
Yeah, pissing in
now
the
wind.
I don't
phrase.
Fucking know the same.
Anyway,
yeah.
Science.
So, yeah, what do you guys think about? I mean,
I'm going to say no.
No?
No.
I'm going to say.
I mean, there's no real way to tell.
Yeah.
We're all just guessing.
By
the way, none of us have our doctorates, PhDs. We are not classified as doctors.
No.
We're broke because
we're
a gambling problem.
But we're just, yeah, I mean, because, all right, so.
Because,
that
I don't
know. Squirrel's going to live 5 years.
Well, here's the thing.
It's going to feel
is that 5 years a long, that's a full lifetime.
For it, yeah.
So is that a long life?
But that thing's in its mature state early. So it kind of gets a good chunk of those. Or good years. Because
I understand what
you're
saying.
When we're five, can you really remember every day that happened when you're five?
No. I have trouble with that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This mofo, by the time you figured out how a toilet works, had got a family, all the shit, going on.
Right, right.
He's in his prime. Because they don't understand. They don't give a shit about our world.
Well, yes, their world is their world. I mean, they don't even know what the world really is.
Yeah. They're just here.
They're just, they're just instinct is to survive. Everything's instinct is to survive. Animals. Even ours. See, that's the thing. I think, everybody has to eat. No matter what, there's the one thing that you have to do, and that's eat. You have to eat.
You have to breathe.
Drink. Well, yeah, but that's automatic. Your body won't let you not breathe.
How about poop?
that's a part. Yeah, but that's a part of eating. But so that's what its instinct is to eat, survive. Everything's everyone wants to survive. Man, if I
so you want this squirrel?
No, I'm just
your dog to have lived.
No,
what
I'm
our 90 years is like
is to them. Is that what it's like?
It can't be.
How do you know?
How do they even know what our full life is?
They don't.
They don't
even know what a life is. I mean, they just go up. They My dog farts around in the backyard, like chasing squirrels, just having a blast. But he doesn't have a perception of time, but he still experiences it. So is it different though because of his size and the way?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, for him, a day is your day. He's true. On this earth. It's not like he wakes up and the sun sets rises five times for him.
Right.
That's cards dealt, man.
But
yeah.
No, I understand that. But is it? They obviously live the same day that we do and everything like that. But to them, is it long? Like, do you think it's long?
I think it's got 24 hours in it.
Well, yeah, of course of that, yeah. But again, that's just something, a measurement of time that we've created.
I've thought that thought.
Uh-huh.
And that's just the conclusion I've kind of come to. I mean, how can you define that anyways? You know, how does that perceive? Is it through this or that? You know, through body mass or through... There's no way.
I think
it's through body mass, then... A big fat animal, is going to feel like...
Well,
I think their perception
of
time, maybe it might be longer. I mean, say you leave and then you come back an hour later, your dog's happy to see you. Jumping up on you like, oh, hi, how's it going? Where'd you go? You're gone for so long. But I can leave for only 10 minutes and come back and have that same reaction. You know, I wasn't gone. Like, I was gone much longer this time.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. No, yes,
that's what they do. They're just happy to see.
Cause it has to be time. Like, yeah, I'm not just talking.
If it were 3 minutes.
But if I were to step out and step back in, he wouldn't do that.
Cause he's watching you. More than likely. Cause they watch and make sure. Okay. Whoa, they're going.
Is it slower to them?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
I'm going to say no. So how many squirrel brains do we need to go through to figure this out?
I don't think you can that way.
There are bigger problems.
Right. No, I was just an idea.
No, it is.
Well, I looked at my dog and I was like, I wonder.
I think,
damn, the juices are flowing up there.
On that note, I think we will wrap this up.
All right.
Unless you guys, anyone got anything else to?
I think the council combat being canceled is fucking bullshit.
Oh yeah. So if you went to the Microsoft store in Cleveland Heights last weekend, I really hope you like Microsoft products because nothing happened there. So
all the marketing ploy.
Yeah. No. They said they'll try and get console combat. Back up and running at a place more like the Fox and the Hound. So
nice.
We'll see.
Big titted bitches. Beer. I think they had food. I was too drunk to worry about that because there was games and big titted women.
It was like Valish's Mecca.
Yeah, the waitresses are up there at the Fox and Hound are pretty sexy.
All right. We're going to get out of here.
Bunch of pimply face kids mugging
around. Gas to go.
Not getting beers.
Yeah, getting a soda, trying to get my drink on. These dudes bringing me down. Glasses flying, breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting four bottles for $50 of sugar glass bottles or some shit.
Yeah.
This guy's scheming.
Yeah, next week. Oh, man. That shit would be fun. Maybe when someone's birthday comes up, we'll buy them bottles.
So, I guess until next time, stay cool, everybody.
Think you know, but you have no idea. Larry Chan has a